for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2014 Summer Family and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday afternoon, July the 6th, 2014. Sharon Mulkey is the speaker of this service, teaching on Unwrapping the Present. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
You're not replaceable. There's a place only you can fill. Music only that you can write. Things that only you can do that this world needs. God is giving us every day opportunities to prepare our life. Our schoolhouse is life. Don't drop out. Don't drop out. How do you drop out of life? You just do whatever you want to do. You don't try to conform to the Word of God. Life is our schoolhouse. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money, and this is where people are deceived. You know, knitting needles are cheap and common enough, but did you know with these knitting needles, some of the fairest designs in the world have been created with wool? Well, so the incidents of our daily life are so commonplace that we do not realize and we cannot see the beautiful thing that God is making out of our life because it's so common, so plain, so ordinary. It does not so much matter what we do, but why and in the way that we do it matters a lot. The way we perform our everyday common tasks becomes an indestructible part of our character, for better or for worse. If you do your duties and you try to live life faithfully, punctually, thoughtfully, reverently, not for the praise of men, but for the well done of our Lord Jesus Christ, not for the paycheck that you get at the end of the week, but because God has given you that little job to do while you're here, and not because we must, but because we choose to, and not as slaves of circumstances, but as Christ-freed ones, then far down beneath the surge of common life, the foundations of a character are laid, more beautiful and enduring than coral, which shall presently rear itself before the eyes of men and angels. That's why I said spiritual short-sightedness. You may not see it in its full glory now, and you won't. But in heaven, everybody will. That's kind of scary. When everybody in heaven is going to see how much character you have. You know, if we can just kill this fantasy, there's a lot of fantasies that people have of doing something great, being something big. And I'm telling you, the big bug is just, it's really chewing up a lot of people in America. Mm-hmm. If it's big, it's better. If it's big, it's better. That is an American thing, people. Mm-hmm. And it's likely that you will never be removed into a wider sphere than the obscure one in which you've been pining right now. Give up your useless regret, your quarrelsome complaint, and begin to meet the call of trivial, commonplace things. With tenderness to each person you encounter, with faith in God, as doing his best for you. With heroic courage, unswerving fidelity, with patience, thoroughness, and submission. Do this week in and week out, with no thought of human notice. Determined always to be at your best. At the end of life, though you wish not that your face glisten, others will see you shining like the sun in your heavenly Father's kingdom. And it will be discovered then that you have unwittingly lived a great life. I want to encourage you not to be discouraged. You know, this is a really current thing that we have. Even in my parents' day and age, people were content to go to work and raise a family, and that was good enough. And to live right. to live by the principles of the Bible. And a lot of people did, whether they were saved or not. Mm-hmm. And that was good enough, and they had a good life. It's only been recently that this spirit of discontent, and you're not enough, and you got to be more, and has come in, because it sells. It sells. It sells. And it makes you a slave to their marketing schemes. It gets your money, but it gets your soul, too. And it robs you of your confidence. It says, cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Did you know that these people that do the common thing day after day with gentleness and selfishness and the wealth of a strong, true heart, though you do not know it, you are graduating to the front ranks of heaven's nobility. You will be the kings and priests. You will be the ones that rule and reign because you have disciplined your life down here to do the job every day and every day and every day. Now, you may have to get this tape and listen to it over and over to encourage you, because there's no voices out there telling you that it's okay to have a common, ordinary life, because it's not common and it's not ordinary. It takes so much courage and fortitude to get up every day, go to work, pay the bills, keep the family going. Do you know how much strength and courage it takes? If it didn't, we wouldn't have the divorce rate we have. We wouldn't have 60% of the kids living in single-family houses. So to tell me that this is common and ordinary, to keep a marriage together, to keep a job, that is a supernatural thing, because it's not happening in America. What you do isn't common, and it isn't ordinary. Isn't that something? You be encouraged. You have been faithful. You have been faithful. You have stuck by your family. You have stuck by the people around you that love you. You have gone to your work every day. You have been faithful people. And God says, I don't forget your labor that you have done. He sees every day. And you're the people that are going to rule and reign with him, while all the other idiots that have been living like the devil are going to be in kindergarten learning the lesson. Your day of rejoicing will come. It's like the missionary that got off the boat and all the people were cheering, yay! He got off and he thought, wow. So I buried my wife. I buried all my kids. I came home finally. I don't know why I came home. If I'm a missionary, I'm going to stay. I'm not going home from California. Anyway, that's just me. God sent me somewhere. I'm not coming back. Them are my people now. But anyway, this guy came back, and he was so happy to see all these people cheering. Well, President Roosevelt got off the boat, and the cheering people went with him. And he was standing there alone. Okay, what's the moral of that story, people? What's the misperception? What?
Well, God spoke to him and said, you're not home yet.
You're not home yet. The missionary, you're not home yet. Why are you expecting me to have all the angels sitting around the gas station? That's not home. Or at the dock. When your ship comes in, will you be at the dock? It's like, you're not home yet. You know, people, we are only passing through this world. We are passing through. This is not our home. When we get home is when you're going to see just how unordinary your life has been. You know, whenever I look out across when I speak, I am so encouraged that there's still some men and women that want to serve God, that want to examine their heart to serve Him better. Because that's why we're here. One of our hopes and dreams is that we want to please God, isn't it? I mean, I haven't met, you know, a sincere Christian yet that didn't want to please God. But they got discouraged along the way because no one told them about deliverance and that you have a demon and you can get them out. They thought those demons were them. So they got discouraged, and some get bitter and angry at God and say, I'm out of here. I don't like you, God. I hate you, God. Because you were supposed to help me. I read here in the Bible where you're going to do all these things for me, and you didn't do any of those things. Because the church didn't take him in. One, there was no church that did deliverance.
They wanted him to cook pancakes instead. So they had him cooking pancakes when they should have been doing deliverance on all of his drunk spirits or all of the other things or his whatever he had, abandonment, abuse, shame, overachieving, you know, alcohol spirits. No, he's cooking pancakes. Well, cooking pancakes does not make you a better Christian. The first thing a believer needs to do when they get saved is get deliverance. That's the way God wants it. When you raised from the dead, Lazarus got deliverance. He wasn't out cooking pancakes or building somebody else's dream. So that's the lost message of the church, deliverance, and the blessings that come with it. You are what you love. And you don't have to love what everybody else loves. But you are what you love. And what do you love? That's another thing you can do to start unwrapping your gift. I want this to encourage your heart, people. God wants you. This is how God brings real joy to you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You may think, well, what about the poor person that's born with Down syndrome? You know, they are at the head of the class already. I have never met a person that's born with that is greedy, malicious, hateful, a liar. Really? Have you? So who's ahead of the class there? See, the standards and measures that we measure by on earth are not God's. A great man on earth is not necessarily a great man in heaven. But whatever... I want you to go away from this conference knowing God is for you. He does not condemn you. He wants to help you because He's God. You need God. If you could save yourself, we would, right? But we can't. But God says, I can. And deliverance is part of that process. Well, one last thing I'll leave you with to kind of help unwrap your gift is a simple principle. You guys will see this right away. Go as far as the light shines. Okay, you've gone to this conference and you've learned many things, and I know there's other information available here that you can pick up and read and listen to and study. Go as far as the light shines. Now, what do I mean by that? Okay, it's dark outside, and I have to drive the Little Rock. So I get in the car and I turn the lights on. Well, I can only really see up to the stop sign up here to get on the freeway. But I want to know where I'm going. What's my plan? What's your plan, God? I can't see Little Rock. No, you can't. So go to the stop sign. When you get to the stop sign, oh, it's a miracle. It's magic. Your lights shine a little bit farther. And pretty soon you see the bridge. So you drive to the bridge. Keep driving to the end of the light. And the light moves before you. Go as far as the light shines. Do what you know to do. And when you get there, God will give you something else. It's simple. God's ways are never hard, people. I want to give you a rule of thumb. If a four-year-old can understand it, then it's of God. If you listen to something and it's all gobbledygook and it just seems like, no, that person isn't smart. No, that person isn't intelligent. A really, truly intelligent person can reduce any complex thing in the universe to where a four-year-old can understand it. That's what God does. He's simple, people. He's not complicated, and He won't give you things you do not understand. If you don't, you say, Lord, I don't understand that. What's going on? So if you get and you start to listen to preachers, or I don't care what it is, teachers even at school, you know, that, and if you can't understand it, say, God, either help me understand, open the ears of my understanding, or this guy's full of hot air. Because what good does it do to teach if nobody understands? So what did you learn out of these two messages? Carla, I am the gift. Anybody else learn that? That's all you needed to learn. You are the gift. And God will take it from there. Well, Father, in Jesus Christ's name, I just thank you so much
thank you for these faithful people who want all that you have for them. So now, in Jesus Christ's name, I break off every curse, hex, sex, spell, psychic enchantment, and every design that's come against these people to steal, rob, and destroy, and to cover up and to bury the gifts that you have put into them. I break off that curse. You're never going to amount to anything. You're just never going to amount to anything. Come up now in Jesus Christ's name. Come up. All that failure, all that fear of failure, I cut and break off all demonic expectations and demonic projections that have been put on your life since childhood or maybe even before you were born. I break off the curses and the rejection from the womb. I want a boy, I want a girl. Come on, all those things that started you down a wrong path, I command you to come out of the people right now in Jesus Christ's name. I cut the demonic soul ties that you have with any teacher, parent, anybody that has discouraged you, that has criticized you, that has ridiculed you, rejected you, and that is dampening your spirit now. It's worked to crush your enthusiasm, to take away that childlike enthusiasm and curiosity in your life. Come out of them now in Jesus Christ's name. I command you to get out and those soul ties to be cut. Father, I ask you would go in and heal the wounds of not being understood. Of not being understood. Come on, all the wounds of not being understood. Father, heal these wounds. Come on, let's go right now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all the wounds of not being recognized and appreciated. Come on, you bring home artwork from school or something you made and they didn't care about it. Oh, that's not important. That's whatever. Come on, all these things that have come into you because people didn't have time for you. Come on, they didn't have time for you. Come on, and maybe it really wasn't their fault. Maybe they're trying to do three jobs to keep food on the table. Come on, I command you to go. I command you to go. I come against the spirits of shame. Come on. And carrying the shame of the fathers. The fathers are ashamed or the mothers are ashamed. And the child carries that shame. You come out of the people now in Jesus Christ's name. You loose them now in Jesus' name. Get out right now. Go. Push them, angels. Push them. I break all family line curses of everybody in this family has to be a certain occupation or do a certain thing. All the women have to do this. Come on, all those demonic belief systems, come on, that you thought were right, get out right now in Jesus' name. Come on, you let God tell you what He expects out of you. Come on, let's go. Push them, angels. Come on. All deceit, deception, fantasy, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. All the spirits of fantasy, out now in Jesus' name. All the spirits of conformity, don't color outside the lines. I'm going to slap your hand if you color outside the lines. You know, we had one lady in our church, very successful, very creative. When we were praying these messages with them, she had a horrible fear of coloring outside the lines. Well, I'm telling you, you may have to someday. You've got to think outside the box. Who made the box? God did not make the box. God doesn't make boxes. Come on, out now in Jesus' name. Come on. Fear of coloring outside the lines. Fear of being punished. That conformity, that rigidity. You draw it this way, you sing it this way, you do this way. There's only one way, it's the right way, it's my way. Come on, go right now in Jesus Christ's name. All the times you've been punished, you made a mess. Oh, you're just so messy. You made a mess. Clean up your room. Come on, all of it. Go, go, go. Stunted creativity, come out of the people now. All that stunted creativity, out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, come on. Where there is no vision, the people perish. All that perishing, languishing. Come on, you dried up, withering garden. Come on, there's been no rain, no water. Father, I ask that you give each and every person that vision for their life that you have given to them. Come on, all you spirits, out, 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 out. Come on, come on. I break off all demonic cultural expectations, all societal expectations now in Jesus Christ's name, all gender expectations, men do this, women do that. Come on, fear. Fear the unknown. Come on, fear of failure, fear of taking a risk. Come on, I command you to go. Come on, every one of you. Hopelessness, helplessness. Come on, self-pity. Oh, I can't do that. For me, for me. I command you to go. Come on, let's go. Go, go, go. Come on, I command you to go. Come on. Darwinism has taught you that the world is based on survival of the fittest.
and that you have to struggle for survival, and that the world is a rat race. Come out right now in Jesus Christ's name. The world is not a rat race. Only to the rat, and you're not a rat. Now come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, that whole demonic Darwinian thinking that has taught you, you gotta be strong and tough, and you just gotta fight your way to the top. Man, come on, let's go right now in Jesus Christ's name. God will open the doors for you and close the doors for you. You do not have to sacrifice other people to get to the top. God will put you there. Come on. And we have testimony after testimony of that. Come on, let's go. Push them. Come on, let's go. All that Darwinian thinking, survival of the fittest. I have to struggle to survive. Oh, life is so hard. Come on, I command you to go. Come on, loose the people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. I also come against that worldly lie that your genes control you and that you are only what your genes tell you. Get out right now in Jesus' name. That's not true, people. Your behavior controls your genes. What you do controls your genes. Your genes are not your destiny. Come out of the people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. Genes are not the God of your life. Now get out that whole demonic belief system. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come on. Go, 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 go. Come on. Come on. That philosophy tells you, oh, you got to be just like your parents. You got to be just like this. Go right now in Jesus' name. No, you don't. Come on. Behavior affects the genes, not the other way around. That is, your genes are not your destiny. Come on. Out. Come on. That whole belief system and how it has held you down and manipulated and controlled you and stopped you from trying things. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Come on. Come on. That whole thing too is that the material realm is all that there is. That's all that matters. What you see is all that matters. Come on. Matter is all that matters. Come on. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come on. The subtle influences of this demonic belief system that they're pushing. Come out now in Jesus' name. Go. Come on. All these misperceptions and misconceptions. Out now. Come on. They're killing you. They're stifling you. They're robbing you. Come out. Come on. The material world is all that matters. Come on. I command you to go. Come on. This victim mentality. Well, I was born this way. My genes are this way. My destiny has already been set in my genes. That's a lie, people. It's a lie. Tell it to go. It's a lie. Are you going to let your genes boss you around? No. Then your genes have become God because they're bigger than God. Come on, let's go right now in Jesus Christ's name. This is a lie, people. This is a lie. Come on. Come on, let's go. Go, 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 go. Come on. Discontent. I'm discontent and dissatisfied. I don't like this every day. I'm going to do the dishes. Come on, all of that. Go, 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 go. Do everything to the glory of God and not to the praise of man. That is the secret, people. God sees. He never forgets what you've done in your labor. Come on, let's go. Push them out. Push them out. Go. Push them. Come on. Every one of you. Every one of you spirits that are in there. Come on. All this survival of the fittest. Come on. I got to step on your head to get ahead. Come on. Running out. There's not enough. There's not enough. There's only a limited supply. Come out right now in Jesus' name. There's no running out with God. Come on. There's no running out. There's a new idea. There's a job for you. God can create a job for you. I mean, He's done that for me my whole life. There wasn't a job, but the hospital just creates these jobs for me. I mean, it's amazing. Now come out in Jesus' name. This is because we serve the God of the universe, people. Come on, let's go. Come on, out, 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 out. Come on. All of that little God there. Come on. All of this humanizing God. That's a big one. You bring God down to our level. Come on, let's go. Come on. Human, bring, making God at our level. Go, 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 go. This is the King of the universe. Come on, let's go. Push them out. All the spirits of worthlessness and abuse, come out right now in Jesus' name. All those spirits of abuse, come on. Religious spirits, come on. Every one of you, go. Come on, come on, come on, come on. All the fragmentation of the soul, Father in Jesus Christ's name, we lose the angels to go and bring back the fragmented mind, will, emotions. Father, restore the boundaries in their life again. Of their personal boundaries, the social boundaries, the emotional boundaries. Come on, I command you to go. I command you to go. Temper tantrums, come out. Childish self-will, come out of the people now in Jesus' name. Come on. Stamp on your foot. Stamp on your foot. I didn't go next. Come on, stamp on your foot. Come on. You're throwing temper tantrums and you're an adult. Come on. Fatalism. It's my fate.
No, it's not. If you're a Christian. If you're not a Christian, well, it probably is. Let's go. Right now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Come on. Witchcraft control. Witchcraft control from people that want to control and manipulate you for their benefit. Come on. They want to suck the life out of you. Some depression is rooted in witchcraft control. People are just sucking the life out of you. They're getting the life from you now. Out now in Jesus Christ's name. Witchcraft control. Impatience. Come on. Impatience. Frustration. I can't wait. Oh, come on. Let's go. Right now in Jesus' name. Impatience. Frustration. It's all childish. When I was a child, I put away childish things. Oh, push them, Angel. Push them. Out. I break off all the stereotypes and whatever you have been branded with. You're dumb. You're stupid. You can't learn. You're a girl. Whatever that stereotype is, you know what it is. You command it to get out of you now in Jesus Christ's name. You just tell it to go right now in Jesus' name. Go. God did not give you that. God is not into stereotypes. He is into unique types. Go. Push it. Fear of stepping out. Fear of taking a risk. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come on. Fortune favors the bold. I lose boldness into you people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, let's go. We break off the chains, the shackles. God, the belief systems that these people carry that is sabotaging them. Come on. All self-sabotage. Come out of the people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. This alcohol spirit enabling, rescuing. Come on. You rescue every dog and cat found, but you're losing your life. Why don't you rescue your life? Come on, let's go. Push them. Come on, let's go. Push them. Come on, every one of you. Self-sabotage. Out now in Jesus Christ's name. Let's go. All the alcohol spirits, all the drug spirits. Come on. All the lust spirits, anything. Pornography. Everything in the mind. Come on, you get out of the people now. Mind racing. Come on, let's go. Push them. Come on. All academic spirits. Come on. All intellectual spirits that just intellectualize away God. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come on. All that intellectualizing spirit. Get out right now in Jesus' name. You can't accept the simple truths of Christ. Come on. All those spirits that block your mind from receiving. Come out now in Jesus' name. Mind blindness. The God of this world has blinded your mind. Get off of the mind now. We lose eyes to see and ears to hear now in Jesus' name on the table. I lose all the ability to understand and perceive from the discerner of our senses. I lose wisdom, counsel, and life. I grant all learning disabilities now in Jesus Christ's name. Get out of the people now. All those learning disabilities, you get out of their eyes. Come on. Get out of their eyes. Come on, let's go. Go. Get out of their minds. Get out of their speech right now in Jesus' name. All speech impediments, go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all physical deformities out now in Jesus Christ's name. All crippling mentally, physically, children, any way that you're crippling their life. I command you to straighten now in Jesus Christ's name and rise up and be walked in the path that God has made for you. Now let's go. Dyslexia, come out of the people now. Dyslexia, putting things backwards, turning things upside down. Get out of the people now. Loose them. Angels, go and dig these things out. Free your people. These people want to walk in your ways, God. Honor them. Bless them. Come on. He delivered us because he set his love on us. We loose the spirit of deliverance beyond you. You do love God. You do want to serve God with all that you have. Come on. All this condemnation. All this condemnation and criticalness. Self-condemnation. Self-flagellation. Beating yourself up. Come on. And all you Catholic spirits, come out now in Jesus' name. Always working. Go. Get out. I'll tell you something about work, people. It's never done. Christ says, if you can beg. Now get out of the people now in Jesus' name. Self-flagellation, self-condemnation, critical, fault-finding spirits in others and in yourself. Go. Come on. Backbiting, bitterness, all of it. Go. Arrested development. I'm not going to leave you out of the party. Let's go. Come on. Arrested development. Come on. All that childish behavior, childish arrested emotion. Come on, arrested development. Physical arrested development. Come on, I command the hormones to start producing to let these people grow up physically too now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, arrested development. Mind, will, soul, body, come out of the people now in Jesus' name. And I loose the spirit of maturity to go and perfect you. And all that perfectness means is maturity, to mature you. I loose that onto you now in Jesus' name. Childish self-will. And oh, don't forget, stubbornness. I'm not gonna do it. Come on, let's go. Come on. Come on, let's go. Come on. Stubbornness, get out now in Jesus Christ's name. Stubbornness is that witchcraft and rebellion. Let's go. Come on, nobody's gonna make me. That's fine. Just go your way. Come on, let's go. Come on, be miserable. Come on, let's go. When you get sick and tired of it, maybe you'll think about it. Let's go. Come on, stubbornness, self-will. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. Come on, let's go. Go, go, go. Come on. I command you to go. Hatred of God. Hatred of God. Come on, let's just all confess up. Let's go. Hatred of God. He didn't meet your needs. He didn't give you what you wanted. He didn't let you have that job. He let that girlfriend get away, that boyfriend get away. He let your marriage go to hell. No, it wasn't God. But you blamed it on him. Come on, let's go. All that hatred of God. All that hatred of God, blaming God. Let's go. Go, 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 go. Come on, let's go. Hatred of God. It wasn't God, people. It was the demons. And you didn't have them out. It wasn't God. To make peace with him. He wants to help you do that against the demons, okay? Turn your sword towards the demons. Let's go. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. All that self-flagellation, hating yourself. Self-loathing. Come out of the people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. All that self-loathing. Always running yourself down. You're too fat. You're too ugly. You're too dumb. Well, that's just a demon talking out of your mouth, people. Don't let him. You are created in the image of God. You are unique and you are who you are and God loves you that way. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Come on, I command you to go. The world has put that on you, people. The world has made you hate yourself. You just... Okay? It's just the world. And the world is of the devil. Let's go. Push them, push them, push them. God made us all different. Because God, he is so unique. Every fingerprint is different, right? Every body is different. Even identical twins are different. God loves us being all different. Come on. Conformity. Conformity. Come out of the people now in Jesus' name. All look alike, sound alike, talk alike, do alike. Come on. Robotic slaves, roboticism, come out of the people now in Jesus' name. Come on, the stimulus response. I break the trances off your mind. I break the hypnotic trances off of your mind now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. All the hypnotic trances and that conversational hypnosis, all of you have been put into a trance. Wake up now in Jesus Christ's name. I break those trances off of your mind now in Jesus' name. I command those open states of consciousness to go back to the hurts that God designed your brain to operate at now in Jesus Christ's name. Hey, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. Come on, all the weakness in your body. Come on. I want all the chemicals, the poisons, and everything they put in the water to get out of the people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. I command all the poisons and stuff to start leaving the people now. I lose health into your body so that you will be strong and vigorous. Come on. Mental lethargy, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. All this mind control and stuff that just put you in la la land. Come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. Push them, push them, push them. Come on. I command you to go. God, rewire their brain. Rewire their nervous system. Lord, do a work that is big and mighty. Thank you, because that's the kind of God I serve. I serve a big, big God. Come on, you demons, get out right now in Jesus Christ's name. And you're not part of the show anymore, demons. The Lord Jesus Christ has said the day of salvation is today. Now get out in Jesus' name. You loose the people and let them go. You loose them now in Jesus' name. Come on, I command you to go. Fire burning and destruction on you. Fire burning and destruction. Go in, go up to their jaws and pull them out. Pull them out. Get them alive. Come on. Impale those demons, angels. Torture them. Make a show of them openly before every other demon in there. And we're here to make you very afraid, demons. You better be very, very afraid. Now get out. We are not afraid of you. Now get out in Jesus Christ's name. We have power and authority over you, and we are taking it now in Jesus' name. You loose the people and let them go. Come out of the people now. Everywhere. Come out of the people now. Don't be afraid. They're going to go into anybody else. You're not going to get anybody else's demons. Man, they are high-tailing it out of here because they do not want to match with the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on now, go in Jesus Christ's name. Loose them. You get out right now in Jesus Christ's name. And Father, I think we'll just have a little bit of holy God vengeance. You know what God's vengeance is? Doing deliverance on his people. And we're just going to do deliverance on you. And Father, I ask that you start setting free all their relatives and all the people in their family line. We are just going to have a good day today, demons. I loose the angels to their families to go and start breaking the yokes and the bondages over their family lines too in Jesus Christ's name. You're not running the show anymore, demons. You are not running the show. Now get out in Jesus Christ's name. Push them in. Go, go, go. All these spirits of resignation, family line destruction, you get out. Come on. Loose them now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all you spirits, out. Every spirit in the heart, you go right now in Jesus Christ's name. All you spirits of resignation, heart attack, high blood pressure, tap the heart. Come on, let's go, cardiomegaly. Every one of you, out. Go, go, go. Every heart disease, out. Aren't you glad you guys came today? Aren't you demons glad you're going today?
Yes.
Get out. Come on. I come against all blood discrepancies. Come on. Come on. All blood discrepancies. Lupus. Sickle cell anemia. Come on. All the things. Come on. Let's go. The blood is made of the bone marrow. Out of bone. Out of the marrow. Let's go. All blood discrepancies. Get out. Did you think I was just going to stay on one thing, demon? You never know when we're going to pray against you, demon. You never know when you wake up in the middle of the night and start commanding you out. You better be very afraid. You better be very afraid. Come up here, you might have to hold it back up. People, you have power and authority over these things. Don't let them run you around the bush anymore. You stand up and say, enough is enough. Today is the day. It's over. I'm drawing a line in the sand. You demons, I'm out with you. If you show your ugly head in my life, I am going to chop it off. I'm going to torture you. And I'm going to command you out now in Jesus' name. You have power and authority. Now go. Use it. Get out now in Jesus' name. Everybody, all that timidity, fear of demons, get out now in Jesus' name. All that fear of demons, go now in Jesus Christ's name. Fire, burning destruction, and the pit that you have dug for these people, you yourself have fallen into it. Instead of falling, you fall into the pit. Remember, we beat you to dust. We make you as dust and ashes, and we sweep you away. Now get out. Get out right now, you demons. We have just begun to fight. These people are just learning how to fight. You have had it. All fear of retaliation, you go right now in Jesus' name. Don't you be putting that on us, demons. We're not fearing you. Get out right now in Jesus' name. All the fear of retaliation, fear of backlash. Get out. You raise your ugly head, demon. I am coming after you with both barrels loaded. Now get out in Jesus' name. Go. Everybody, you get out now. I lose power. I lose authority. I lose that belief system into you that you do have power and authority over these demons. Go, go, go. It doesn't matter. Your life is all in the name of Jesus Christ, people. It's not whether you have a good day or a bad day. It's all in the name of Jesus Christ. They have to go. Get out now in Jesus Christ's name. Resignation. Come on, all these spirits of resignation. Oh, apathy. Whatever, I just give up.
Get out.
No.
Get out.
Stand up for me, buddy. Be the man. Come on, let's go. Be the woman of God. Come on, let's go. Let's go. I lose it to you, overcoming spirit. Come here, victory.
Get out.
Come on, let's go. Push them out, angels. Go, go. Come on. I stir up the gift that is within you. Father, in Jesus' name, I'm just aiming to go and stir up every gift that is in you now, in Jesus' name.
You have no power.
All you spirits of regret, go. Come on. All you spirits of regret. Oh, only I've done this. Only I haven't done that. You know what? Get out. Get out. You are not going to hamstring us. Come on. All you spirits have just want to cut our Achilles tendon and hamstring us with these regrets. Get out right now in Jesus Christ's name. Every day is a new day with God. Come out now. Go, 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 go. I lose boldness into you. It says the righteous are bold as a lion. Now go, go. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. My disappointment, bitter disappointment, bitterness, anger, murderous rage, hatred. Every one of you go right now in Jesus' name. Come on. I command you to go. I break off the heavy burdens off of the people. Those heavy yokes that you've been carrying around. Come on. I break those heavy yokes off of you that have been put on you by churches, by jobs, by anything. I break that heavy yoke. God said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Go. All those spirits of heaviness. Come on, heaviness, get out of the kingdom now in Jesus' name. Come on, all spirits. with the boredom, get out of the people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Come on. All the mental diseases, get out of the people now. ADD, ADHD, obsessive compulsive. Come on. All of it. Go. 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 Set them free. Yet. Everything out now in Jesus Christ's name. I lose the spirit of a sound mind to go with you. And give you a sound mind. Come on. Just for go to hold them up. Come on. Come on. All spirits of suicide, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. You spirits of suicide. Out of the people now in Jesus' name. Go. Come on.
Suicide.
Come on. It's suicide. I'm just going to get out of here. Come on. Come on. All that suicide. All occult spirits. Let's go. Come on. All the occult spirits that are down in there. Come on. Push them, angels. Push them. Push them. Push them. Come on. All these occult spirits. Come on. Come on. Worship of Satan. Come on. Worship of Saturn. Come on, let's go. Come on. All you pagan spirits, come on. All that death and destruction, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Let's go, let's go, let's go. No, I come against the spirit of stupidity. You think you're stupid. So I'm telling you, if you think that right now, you say this. In Jesus Christ's name, you get out of me. I am not stupid. I am created in the image of God. And the more I do my gift, the smarter I'm going to get. Now get out now in Jesus Christ's name. All that stupidity, all that mental retardation, you get out right now in Jesus Christ's name. Every one of you, everything that you have been called and shamed with, I command you to get out right now in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, I lose spirits of femininity into the women. I lose spirits of masculinity into the men. Restore them to the positions that you have always wanted them to be now in Jesus Christ's name. All the spirits of asthma. Come on. Asthma. Let's go. Hey, are you listening to me, demon? Hey, get out right now. Any spirit of asthma. Go. Everything in the lungs. Let's go right now in Jesus' name. Come on. That has come in with traumatic shock, birthing processes, fears, traumas. Let's go. Oh, well, we might as well get our new shoes. Come on. All spirits of trauma. Let's go. Come on. All the spirits of trauma that have frozen your brain, that have paralyzed your brain, get out right now in Jesus Christ's name. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Come on, come on. I'm going to teach you to mess around with me. I am going to teach you not to mess around with us. Get out now. Angels, go in there and start torturing them. Get them alive. Gouge out their eyeballs. Get them alive. Get them alive. Put hooks through their ears. Torture them. Torture them. Torture them. And everything that generates people, we put that on a demon head now in Jesus' name. All the traumas that you have been through, sex abuse, child abuse, traumatic, post-traumatic stress syndrome, all the stuff from the war, people may recall insomnia. You get out too now in Jesus' name. I've heard too many people that can't sleep. That's over. That is over. Come on, insomnia, command you to go. Night terrors, all that. Go right now in Jesus' name. Restore the natural melatonin levels in their brains now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, I command you to go. I command you to go. Come on, all the spirits of fever. Come on, you are stealing from the people. Come on, death and destruction, thievery. Go now in Jesus Christ's name. Go, go. I am using blessings. Wherever there is a curse, I am triple the blessings now in Jesus Christ's name to the people. I am all the ministry to the people and to fill the people. Every vacant spot, fill them, Lord, with your spirit now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, the spirit of worldly standards and measures. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, worldly standards and measures. Get out right now in Jesus' name. I command you to go. I command you to go. Come on, measuring your life with worldly standards. I'll never measure up. I'll never measure up. I break that off right now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. I break the spirit of the bomb off of you. Oh, sure. Just a bomb. Come on. There you go. I break the spirit of unemployment off of you. I break the spirit that won't let you get a job. Come out of the people now in Jesus' name. I lose favor to go before you every day now in Jesus' name. Just enough. I lose the ability for you to learn math, to learn English, to memorize people, a good memory, recall good memory, I lose that to you now in Jesus' name. I lose what you need for the equipping of the saints. Now in Jesus' name, we lose that to you, whatever you need. Come on, spiritual short-sightedness, myopia, come on, I can't see, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go, come on, everyone, pride, stubbornness, come on, don't tell me what to do, I know it all, come on, nobody. nobody knows it all. But we know the one that does know it all. That's all that matters. We don't have to have the answer. Come on. Let's go. Afraid of not having the answer. Take her to school. Before, you thought I was going to leave you out, didn't you? Come on, go. Right now in Jesus Christ's name. Go. Come on. Take her to school. Come on. Take her to school. Let's go right now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. All your mean teachers, I cut and break and sever those soul ties. Yeah. Some of those teachers are just downright mean.
Yeah.
Get out right now in Jesus Christ's name. Go right now. Come on. All that. Take her to school. Fear of school. Feel it. Fear of failing your test. So now you're afraid of failing God's test. I mean, go right now in Jesus' name. Come on. Command you to go. Disengagement. Come on. Disassociation. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Go. I command you to go. I loose a ruling spirit of peace to go from the top of your head to the bottom of your foot and to restore your nervous system, your cardiovascular system, your endocrine system, and to line you up with the way God created you in the beginning. Come on, all eating disorders, come out now in Jesus' name. All anxieties and fears and worry. Worry against the sin, people. It's not holy. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come on. All you spirits, worry. Come on, they're just stealing your joy. Come on, I command you. And all those spirits, what if? I command you to come out now in Jesus' name. If a sentence starts with what if, don't finish it. Go right now in Jesus' name. Let's go. Push them out. I lose love of the truth into you. I lose a hunger and righteousness for righteousness into you. I don't know how big a discernment. A spirit discernment you have to get to see. But however big it is, how many ever they need, I lose the discernment into you to know good and evil. Truth and an air. I lose that into the people now in Jesus Christ's name. So you can tell when somebody's feeding you a line of crap. Come on, let's go. Push him. I lose love of the brethren into you. I lose kindness and the law of kindness beyond your tongue. Come on. All that critical complaining, backbiting, let's go. Come on. All that hoity-toity spirits, I'm better than you are. Let's go. Push him. Come on. Oh, I'm not as good. Come on. All that inferiority, go now. Come on. All the inferiority. I'm not good. Come on. Oh, give it up. Let's go. Out. Come on. Go. Give it up. This sounds cute. Shyness. All the spirits of shyness, timidity. Come on. Everyone of you go. Everyone of your spirits go. Come on. Everyone of you go. Who should I come after next, demons? Huh? Who should I come after next? You be afraid, demons. Very afraid. These people know what to do. When you raise your head, they're going to find you in Jesus Christ's name and tell you to get out. Father, all the gifts and talents and abilities that you have given me to fight the enemy, I lose to each and every one of you right now. Everything that God has given me, I lose it into all of you right now in Jesus Christ's name. That's called payback, people. Isn't it wonderful? That's how you get the devil. That's the devil. God's vengeance is to deliver his people. Come on, let's go. Push them. Every one of you, spirit out now in Jesus Christ's name. We command you to go. All insomnia. Come on, all these spirits, you're not letting people sleep. Get out now. Night care. All this. Let's go. Come on. Lock the opportunities. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come on. You go and you block the opportunities for people. Get out right now in Jesus' name. Come on. Lock the opportunities out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, block the opportunities. Come on. Deaf and dumb spirits, come out right now too in Jesus Christ's name. Delay the halt of the blind. Get out, you spirits, right now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, joy, loose to you. Strength. And my joy is peaceable. And I do strengthen all of you now in Jesus Christ's name. And I loose it to you a knowing that you have power and authority over the demons. Don't let the tail wags the dog anymore, people. Come on. That's the demon bossing you around. Come on, let's go. Push him out. Push him out. God is for you. Come on. God will help you. He delights in helping you and caring for you. He will protect you. I don't want you to be afraid of not being protected. Come on. God will protect you. He says his angels encamp around those that love him. They had a circle around you. They're camping around you. And they're not going to get your families either. Full of faith and unafraid. Kapaka, a new faith in you. I ask, Lord, that you would grow the measure of faith that you've given everyone, that you grow that measure of faith, that it's even bigger. In Jesus' name. So people, what are you?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You are the gift.
Yeah.
You are the gift. You're one of a kind. There will be nobody like you. And the world needs you. You are important. You matter. You count. If you're gone, the world is not going to have what God intended it to do or have for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I just praise you and I thank you. I ask that you bless these people. I use lightheartedness in you. I use a merry heart in you. That does good like a medicine.
Amen.
I'm just going to pray in the spirit a minute. And if God wants to bless you or do something for you, I don't want my earthly mind. So I'm just going to pray in the spirit for whatever God wants to do. I'm going to show up here. I'm going to pour my hand out of the spirit. These are people and I have formed them for myself. Go forth in confidence and be not afraid, for I am with thee. I will never leave thee, or I will never forsake thee, and I am with thee wherever thou goest.
Oh, that's
kind of nice.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I bind you to your name, sir. Demon, I put you in a box. I seal it up.
Yes.
And I ask you today to report to you day and night.
Yes.
Until further time to deliver.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's called a good shellacking for the devil. And we win.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.